News release. U.S. Senator Gary Peters. U.S. Senator Gary Peters, DMI, released the following statement on his vote to allow debate to proceed on the continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown. Under a normal administration, a government shutdown would be devastating to families in Michigan and across the country who count on federal programs for health care, veterans benefits, and small business loans. Shutdowns are also incredibly damaging. The last shutdown cost the U.S. economy $11 billion. Make no mistake, a shutdown under President Trump right now would be catastrophic. A government shutdown would give President Trump, Elon Musk, and Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought unchecked power to continue their illegal campaign of dismantling agencies that provide services Americans need. In a shutdown, the president and OMB have ultimate control over which parts of the government stay open and which workers stay on the job, and I know their decisions would not be in the best interests of the American people. In a shutdown, the Trump administration would be emboldened to deem countless more federal workers as non-essential, making those civil servants prime targets for future rounds of mass layoffs. This action will make our country less safe and make it much harder for Americans to access programs they count on. When the first Trump administration shut down the government, they repeatedly broke the law. This time, they would take it even further. A shutdown would also give them free rein to keep some agencies closed indefinitely, including the Department of Education, Environmental Protection Agency, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and more. This is a difficult choice, but with the deadline quickly approaching, I believe Congress must do its most basic job to keep the lights on. I voted to move this process forward and give the Senate a chance to take a vote so that agencies remain open and providing services, independent watchdogs can stay on the job, and Democrats can keep fighting in both Congress and in the courts to stop Republican tax cuts for billionaires and President Trump's harmful agenda.